Blog Talk Radio.
Today is February 4th. It's 2013, and this is Foxology. I'm your host, Silver Ray Fox. Can you believe it that it's already February? My God, it rolled in here so fast. Seems like we just voted, had Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's and all that stuff, and it's February. But anyway, it's a good thing. Rolling right along, we're going to roll with it. Happy Monday, people. I hope you're having a great day already. But if not, work on it. You know, find a good quote somewhere. Find somebody who's smiling. Tell somebody you need a hug. Write down a goal. Go look at your vision board. Step up your game. Do what you got to do to make the day a great one for you. Or it's a good thing you tuned in today, because maybe, just maybe, I can help too. Today I'm going to be talking about issues. So maybe your day isn't going so well or so great because you have issues. Could that be the problem? Well, I'm glad you asked. But you know what? Everybody has problems and issues. So today, we are going to be talking about all of that stuff, particularly the kind of issues that bounce around in our head and those thoughts that turn into things. Yeah, they do that. Things that manifest as drama, as self-sabotage, and a myriad of other things. Sometimes there are real problems, but sometimes when you got issues, it's just you. We got to tell the truth and shame the devil. Yeah, that's what they say. So, yeah, sometimes we just got to get over ourselves, because we ourselves are sometimes the bump in the road. Yeah, check that out. Sometimes we are the mountain in our own way. Or sometimes we're the blind spot in our own vision. Yes, it's true. It's true. It's true. Cassandra McShepherd is my special guest today for Foxology for what I will be calling going forward Master Your Mind Mondays. Each first Monday, I will have an empowerment talk on Foxology, and we will dare to wander inside the recesses of our minds and see what kind of thinking we may need to throw away, what thoughts may need tweaking, and what new nuggets we can get planted and grow from them. I want to help all of us stay in a positive zone as much as possible. That's what this show is all about. So whenever you listen to this show, you can count on that. So without further ado, I need to introduce my guest to you. Cassandra McShepherd is not only known for her extraordinary gifts and talent in the couture fashion industry. She is a phenomenal, phenomenal jazz vocalist, an artist, a writer, a motivational speaker. She is also co-host of the smash hit morning show Real Milwaukee. And she's my friend. And we are former co-hosts. And more time than either of us can count, we have shown up on the airwaves to do our life coaching thing. And ebonically speaking, we be fierce.
We
hey,
be
Cassandra.
Fierce. Hey, Silver, how are you? Yes, we do. Let's break it off. We do be fierce. Now, don't we?
Yes, we be fierce. I just didn't think there was any other way to describe it. We be fierce.
There's not. I want to say, though, something. I love this Master Your Mind Monday.
Yes.
I really do hope that everybody will be encouraged to do that. But I hope that it gets so good once you peep the recesses of your own mind and find all the wonderful things that lay there for you, us as individuals, that you don't just do it on Monday. Hopefully you do it 24/7 and are ready to share with Silver and Foxology on Monday. It is a
Absolutely.
Necessary thing to cultivate, the mastering of one's own mind.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. What a great intro. But I want to talk about you and I for a minute. This really feels like old times, doesn't it?
It does, and it's a good thing. It's a good
thing. Yeah. For real, we have shown up more times together on the air to do this sort of things, more times than we can count. And people were, just like you said, so encouraged and so blessed. But that was always our intention, the power of intention. So this is going to be an exciting show as well.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about you toward the end. I want people to know some of the things you're doing and how to reach out on your website. But let's jump right on in. You know, we talked a little bit about this a little while ago, and there are just too many issues to put out there to talk about. But I wanted to talk about some of the ones that come to mind for most people and some of the areas of struggle. You know, I visit around the world on the internet via Facebook and other opportunities. So I get to see a lot of what people are talking about. One of the more common things and issues that people have and struggle with are in relationships. And I know, of course, there's no perfection to them. However, both of us know there is a lot of joy to them, so they don't all have to be filled with drama every day, all day. There's just ways that you need to show up to make sure it is feeling positive and loving and as perfect as it can be. But what do you think about when people are not analyzing themselves and their own issues, just full of expectations from the other individual that they think is going to fix how they feel and consequently make them react more positively in a relationship? I mean, just saying that sounded ridiculous, but what are your thoughts?
Well, when you are in a relationship and you have issues, I-S-S-U-E-S, I am convinced, Silver, that no matter what, it is always I-T apostrophe S-Y-O-U, is you. Now, I say that not as condemnation, but it's about taking responsibility and taking control of any situation that one might find themselves in. The reality about you in relationship with anything and you in a relationship with anyone is you are the only one that you can change. I believe that almost everything, if not absolutely everything, is perception. I am sure that it is our perceptions which then indicate how we are in reaction to something. And hopefully your listeners are grown enough to realize that every action has an action. So if you are in reaction, reacting from a fear base, then you are creating other sets of circumstances that then, as you spoke about thoughts earlier, grow legs and begin to walk all up in your relationship, creating more issues. But the bottom line is, it's you. You're the only one that can change your mind, change your perspective, and therefore change the relationship. Be it you grow it, you make it better, or you realize that you have outgrown it and you book.
Wonder why is it, well, I guess I do know partially the answer. It's very difficult for us to say to ourselves when we're looking, when him is looking at her or her is looking at him, saying, I think I'm the problem here. I think him would be better if I would act better and her would be better if I would act better. Why is it so difficult to sit down and say, you are doing so many of the wrong things and you expect some rightness in return and you expect some love in return when all you're putting out there is it's negative stuff? And we know that that's an easy formula. You put out negative stuff, you're going to get negative stuff in return. But that soul searching that we have to do, that mind search that we have to do, can be a real challenge. And I guess one of the reasons is because it's hard to admit your mistakes. It's hard to admit your error. And it all boils down to what you said a moment ago. It means you're going to have to change some stuff too. And God knows, you know, we really have issues when it comes to trying to change ourselves.
Yes,
but the whole idea and premise behind us having this conversation today is realizing that change is essential to personal growth. It's essential to stretching your thinking,
creating a new paradigm.
Change is calls for celebration. When you can recognize your participation in a situation and see past yourself, you really need to celebrate, because then and then only are things going to change within the situation. When we're children, Silver, we are, most of us taught that if we are wrong, slash bad, slash if we have erred in some way, that punishment is to follow. We are seldom, if ever, rewarded for missing the mark, for not being good, or for not being perfect, or for not getting it right. We are not typically taught that that is a pathway to greater revelations of things. And so I think that as people, we want to shroud our deficiencies, our lack of knowledge on a situation. We don't want to admit, I don't know, I messed up. We were not taught that that is the prelude to getting to the next level. Wherever you are, unless if you're not exactly where you want to be, if you can look at your situation, your life, your relationship, your job, your whatever, and find fault in it, and then, well, because that's easy to do, but then, just consider the possibility that you played a role in it. And this, again, like I said, is not about condemnation. It's about empowerment. If I did this, then I can do something different. And that is the power. When you talk about searching one's mind, that is the power that I promise you, if you do the work, you will find there within the recesses of your own mind waiting for you to pull out and put on and embrace. But we're not taught that.
You said something so profound, and I talked a little bit about it in the short promo, similarly to what you said, but the way you said it is that we're not taught to look for a positive result, just a punitive one. We expect some type of punishment rather than flipping the script or spinning it so that we can find the growth, the lesson, the help, the confidence that we can gain when we find ourselves dealing with ourselves. What I said in the promo is that we, in our conversation, that we wanted to help people actually spin it and look for what's positive, look for what's productive that comes from the issues, because the unfortunate part of having issues is that the issues don't always often correct themselves. They just become heaped up, piled up, deeper issues to deal with, and even creating more issues. And that's why one of the reasons why it's so important to realize that, in another thing you said, there is an ability to control it. We have a self-control element in us, but we got to start
built
pushing
into
the right
the perceiving issue.
Yes,
it's
we
built
have
in.
To start pushing the right buttons to say stop. Hold up, there's a problem here. Maybe it's me. Probably it's me. Oh, yeah, it's me. And I need to start working on myself so that I don't have to live out this relationship this way or live out my life this way or not reach my dream or not be a better mother or whatever the case may be. I need to start working on myself. If we can get it in our heads that we stop that condemnation, stop that punishment, and say, look, I can do something about this. That's what you just said. I can do something about this.
Yes.
Find it. Dig deep for it. Ask somebody. Whatever it takes, you can be different. You can change. You can change the way you talk, the way you think, the way you walk, the way you show up. All of that can change. There are too many people who can testify to that, making those positive changes in their lives and, as a result, living a more positive life.
I had a conversation with a friend last week who had had a challenging conversation with a coworker. And they were about to be socially in the same situation.
And my friend was a little concerned about a possible confrontation with this person. And so I said to her, I said, why don't you just change your mind as you sit right here? Why don't you just change your mind about what you think the last conversation between the two of you meant? Why don't you change your mind about what you think you're going into? Why don't you imagine that it is the relationship between the two of you, the communication between the two of you, is and will be as it always was? Because what you're doing is projecting what you think they think. Now, it's just too much thinking going on here, and all of it is wrong because you cannot know what else, what's in someone else's mind. However, if you enter the situation with where you are in your head right now, which is guarded and prepared to possibly defend yourself or meet this person where you imagine that they are, you are carrying into the party a whole set of circumstances that will have to be dealt with. If you just go in like everything's cool, everything will be cool. And wonderfully, she came back to me and said everything was cool because I did not take anything from the last conversation or from what I thought it meant. I didn't take anything in there with me, and everything was cool. And as a matter of fact, later on in the evening, the person came to me and they want to communicate with me further and make sure that things are really solid between us. Now, that's a situation that would not have had that outcome if this person wasn't able to check herself and see that she was responsible, not condemnation, but had played a role in the exchange, and within that could do a different thing for a different, a greater, a better, a desired outcome. This thing is real. It works.
You're right, and you brought up in that the whole idea of predicting outcomes that are so wrong and false, and we don't just do it inside of a relationship. If you do it in friendships or circumstances like you just described, so many people, you know, I said in coming on the air, we have our own mountains that we put in front of ourselves, our own bumps. We sabotage things because we predict, and in the same element of trying, thinking we're moving forward, we're predicting dire outcomes, dire results. We're predicting what we think, like you said about this, these two people, what we think somebody is going to do or they're going to say, and so we're gauging what we're going to do and what we're going to say based on that, and the whole thing just falls flat on its face every time.
And so, but
not,
you know why? Because
every time.
Not only are we predicting, we're creating. We are creating out of fear. We are creating those things because if that's what we think we're walking into, then we are poised to react to it. And this is not, again, like, and I keep saying this is not about condemnation, and I feel that whenever I am speaking with someone, coaching someone, encouraging someone, because, again, we don't want to be wrong. It's not about you being wrong. It's about you having the opportunity to really be right. It's not about condemnation. It's about just examining the role that we play in a situation. You talked earlier about, you know, if you've got issues and how do you know? This is the check. If you are the common denominator between you and everything that goes wrong, every job, every relationship, every friendship, the conversations, if you're always there and there's an issue, baby, it's you. I mean, it is. If you're always there and there's always an issue, it's you. But that's the good news, because you can change your mind. I think it comes from a core belief of the world that we live in. Mm-hmm. I encourage people to examine the possibility that the world might not be out to get them, that they really can have what they want in life. and in the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
if you come from that and then you see things which are conversations and relationships which are troubling or even painful, you realize it's not out to get you. Possibly it's out to grow you. If you look at it, do you take an answer, a question rather, on a test that you don't know the answer to? Do you take it personal or do you find the answer? I mean, really, it's the same thing.
It is. It is. I agree. Let's talk for a minute, Cassandra, a few minutes, about another biggie that people experience, again, the whole issue-ridden reasons why they can't succeed, or it's always because of somebody else or something else that is a problem. They can't make their stuff happen the way they need to. Now, you mentioned the fact being a common denominator, and that may play a role in, again, the self-sabotage aspect of it. But let's talk about that lack of belief in yourself, that lack of the confidence or the victimization type of attitude, because certainly we know that just always creates the wrong outcomes for people. What say you about that?
Well, when I think about that, the word phrase self-soothing comes to mind. I am too precious to be left to anything outside of myself to put me together. And yes, it is important, I believe, you know, that I believe the silver, that it is critically important to have healthy people around you. Because
yes,
these are the messages that are coming at you. Yet still in the world, by and large, we are not necessarily taught to self-soothe or to support ourselves. We are taught to look for the answers outside of ourselves. This makes us submissive. This keeps us fearful and makes us damn good consumers, which is kind of,
mm-hmm.
I think, what, be it premeditated or just the way it shakes out. I think that that's kind of what the overall message is, but it's not true. It's not true. I think also of the phrase that people only know about you what you tell them. So bottom line, it all comes back to you. Now let's talk about being or feeling disconnected or misplaced from this life that you say you want to live. I personally, and you know this, Silver, I personally felt that way for quite some time, that I was not living in my life. I felt something much different, much bigger, as a matter of fact, than I was showing up. And I had an opportunity. And honestly, Silver, you gave me this opportunity to examine my thinking as you brought a proposition to me that was bigger than my current knowledge base, certainly bigger than my faith base. And what I said at that interim is, I am not going to put my mouth on this situation. It was a job that you were proposing the two of us do together. It was radio, as a matter of fact. And I was not going to put my mouth on the situation, meaning I was not going to speak into what you felt with my naysaying, my doubt, my fear. What I said I'd say was just okay. So in that situation, if I had said what was on my mind, it's like, girl, can we really do this? How are we going to do this? We haven't done that. Instead, I just said okay. I'm not going to put my mouth on this because I knew that my mouth had created some jacked up situations in the past. Well, it's true. It was me. And so I did a different thing. And the outcome is still phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is that you're feeling, I think that those things that those aches in our soul, those things that we might even see other people doing and we think, wow, I'd really like to do that, I'd really be great at that. If you feel that strongly about it, it's yours to do. I don't believe that we come with hopes and dreams and desires of becoming a thing that we cannot fulfill. But then I go back to what you said. It's the mountain that you put in your way. It's the It's the vision that you have blocked. You're blindsided oftentimes by your fears of inadequacy. There's one way to get around that. Pick up a book, pick up the phone, log on to the internet, ask a question, receive the information when it comes, and then begin to entertain your hopes and dreams of something grander, bigger, or different than you are realizing right now. It's not always an overnight process, but it is a worthwhile process. If you think it, if you feel it, if you feel that you should be it, if you think that it would make you happy, you're right. Get out of your way. Give yourself time. Be patient. Stop looking outside of yourself for what. It's like, I want you to tell me I'm fabulous because I'm afraid I'm not fabulous. But I think I am, but I'm kind of scared I'm not, so I want you to tell me. Step over yourself and say, you know what? I'm pretty fierce. I'm pretty fabulous. You don't have to say it out loud because that makes people nervous. But say it. You know it's true.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And, you know, in keeping what you just said, someone said something to me a couple of weeks ago in a short, similar conversation, and maybe this will simplify it for some people, too. She was quoting something that Joyce Meyer said. She said, step out and find out.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, you know what? That really is it. You just got to go ahead and step out and find out. Now, the thing that makes that challenging is that, again, you fill your head with, but what if I find out that it didn't work? Or what if I find out I failed? Or what if I find out? Well, that's part of the risk. I think everybody faces that risk, but you still have to have the confidence that if you didn't do the steps that you needed to when you stepped out, you may have to redo it. That's part of it. That's everybody's stepping out and finding out. We sometimes have to redo those steps till we get to what we're looking for. And you described it so well by saying, if you think you're going to be happy, if you think you're going to be this and that, you're right. When you find it, that's what it's going to be.
Let's talk about the action of stepping out. It's a physical action to step. I mean, mental in the way that we're talking about it. But to make a step is a physical thing. If it's a step you haven't made before, you are tapping a muscle that's laying dormant. You're building muscles. When you stretch past what you know to be true, what you fear, you are building muscles. And so even if the situation does not pan out the way you imagined it would, you have done something even greater than the situation. You have stepped past where you are and created a frame of reference in your thinking. I can at least put the steps, I can put my body in motion to do a different thing. And that is what is needed to do anything. And that is invaluable. And I also say, I do not believe that it is possible to do as much as one can do towards a situation that never pans out. I just personally do not believe that it's possible. Does it happen overnight? Not always, not usually. But if you don't give up, if you continue to not only build, but then begin to flex that muscle, putting all that you have, all of your willingness, stepping over all of your fears into a situation, something's going to happen. You're not going to be where you were.
What's that thing you always say, Cassandra, about putting one foot in front of the other, some kind of, you used to say something, just keep putting one foot in the front of the other and you're going to get there with something like that.
Yeah, you will. You will certainly be away from where you started.
No doubt about that.
if you get up and take a step and then another and then another and that and another and that, you will not be in that not so easy chair that you sat and feared from. I believe, Silver, that the answer asks the question. I was building some shelves once for a client, and I took the deposit check, cashed it, didn't know how I was going to get that done. Sat in the chair and wondered, how are you going to do this? Seriously, how are you going to do this? I knew that if I didn't get out that chair, I'd have to give the deposit money back, and I knew I didn't want to do that. So I thought, okay, well, do the one thing you do know. You know you need wood cut. You know how to figure out the dimensions of what you need cut, so do that. And where do you get wood? At the lumber yard, the hardware store, whatever, and they'll make the cuts. But from the hardware store and the cut wood, sawdust in the air and my nostrils, it occurred to me, oh, you're going to need some screws. Well, from the screw aisle, it occurred, well, you might need some glue. From the glue aisle, I thought, well, you're going to need some. So what I'm saying is, none of these things could I see from my not-so-easy chair full of doubt and how am I going to do this?
And it was something you had never done before.
Never, but yes. They were fierce. And I kept the money and got paid on the back end. So, yes. So it worked, but I had to get out of the question. I had to step out of the how do I to do the one step I knew, and from that one step vantage point, I could see the next step to take. And from that vantage point, I could see yet the next step to take. And so I began to realize that these cabinets in this situation, or that job, or that relationship, or that different frame of mind is in a reality beckoning you, saying, walk this way. Mm-hmm. But will you walk this way? If you don't, it's you. But you can
yes.
make the step. Just the one step you know, just make that step. And then ask,
that's
and then
awesome.
Ask, what do I do from here? Listen for the answer and then make that step.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, the last big issue I want us to discuss, Cassandra, and it's a big one. We hear this all the time. I just want to find happiness. I just want to be happy. I know that can take us in a lot of directions. Both you and I know, and we've said a couple of different things in this conversation even, that happiness is not in external things.
True.
External things are going to contribute to a sense of personal, professional satisfaction. They make us feel good in lots of other ways.
For a minute.
We've all heard about people who will tell you they have everything and they're still not happy. So before we part today, let's talk about some of our own ideas about that, and of course things that people have shared with us as well that have helped us in our understanding. But happiness is a place that's within your own mind and your heart that is so full and so complete and so self-satisfying, whether you have 30 cents or whether you have $30 million. That's my understanding of it, and I only use a dollar as a dollar amount as an example, because so many people really believe that money is the thing that will really flip the script and make them feel the happiness that they're looking for. And I am certainly not saying anything negative about money. It plays a humongous role. Just humongous role again. Sense of security, satisfaction, and a lot of other things, and it would be foolish and stupid for me to say otherwise. But when it comes to the peace and contentment that we need and so many people desire to live with and have within, baby, that is absent of any other anything that I have ever laid my eyes on or been a part of or any person that I've had in my life. So why don't you tell us from your, I know lots of people share with you, and certainly we all have grown to our points of thinking. Share what you think.
Happiness is a decision that you make. 30 years ago or so, I was living in the San Francisco Bay Area, experiencing what I have often looked back on as the good old days. Nobody had died, nobody was diagnosed with anything, and I was working, making lots of money and traveling and having fun and stressed out of my mind some 30 years ago in the good old days. as I look back from different vantage points, I thought, wow, those were good days. But I wasn't aware of them in the time. I oftentimes lament with a friend of mine who was back with me in those days. And I said to her at one point, what if these are the good old days? I don't want to look ahead. I don't want to look back from 10 years in the future and realize that these are the good old days that I'm experiencing now. So I changed my mind about what I am experiencing. I go back to what we talked about, a question on a test, something that's challenging that you don't know the answer. You don't take it personally. What's happening to you, what's happening to us, is about our edification if it doesn't kill us. If you wake up, you're still in the game. And if we change our mind from that of being a victim to that of being a student, if we are willing to consider the possibility that the world and God and everything in it is here to lovingly guide us and teach us. And lessons sometimes aren't always fun. But if we just see ourselves as winning participants, not just willing, but winning participants, and change our mind, then we can experience happiness right now. It is, again, one of those wonderful things that's waiting for those who dare peep the recesses of their minds versus prying the racks at a store looking for something versus following everything that presents itself as the answer to that right car that always comes with the perfect male or female, which will make you happy, or the big house or the job or somebody else's life and how they are showing up. Anything outside of yourself is, you know, something fun to look at. But happiness, personal happiness, is a decision that you make, and it takes cultivating. Because, again, if you've gone from, you know, being in this victim funk where you look out and everything you see is frightening or out to get you, it's going to take a little bit to build that muscle. How do you build a muscle? We just talked about that. You make a step. You write something down. You say it to yourself. When you hear that stinking thinking in your mind, you tell yourself something else. You make up your mind to be happy. And you begin to cultivate it. And before you know it, it doesn't mean so that we're not challenged. But remember, challenges are loving opportunities to grow. It's really a decision you make. And I pray that everyone will make that decision.
Yes, yes. I think it's very important for people to understand that, too, that it's not comparing anything that you feel you need that's satisfying once you make that decision, that's satisfying and a perfect fit for your life, that it needs to be compared to anybody else's anything. It's that
life
thing that life is very personal, and it should be whatever your picture of those goals, that winning, that person, whatever that looks and feels like to you is happiness. It's not contingent on anybody else's measuring rod or the way they do things. And I think we all too often are making that mistake when we're trying to find our peace. So that's excellent analogies that you gave as well.
When you talk about that person or that role or that whatever, I would encourage people to see themselves in the situation. So it's not about seeing yourself with the perfect person. It's creating yourself. It's building yourself. It's growing and nurturing and supporting yourself to be the perfect person, the perfect employee, the perfect lover, the perfect owner, the perfect trustee of billions of dollars, whatever. That's when we talk about issues being you, us as individuals, and the power that we have, and the only power that we have, the only place where we can truly effect long-lasting change, which changes everything, is within ourselves. And if we stop reaching outside of ourselves for anything and everything and start growing the gift that God has given us, which is ourselves, it's the only work we've come here to do. It is the only way to know peace and to be happy and to alleviate the issues.
And you know what? I think what you just said just put a wonderful big bow around this conversation. So I am going to allow that to be the beautiful wrap-up. But before we go, I want you to tell people how they can find out more about the things that you're doing. And if there's anything that you want to put out there right now, I know you have a wonderful website with media information and all of that. So please, right now, just tell us what you'd like for us to know.
The best way to find out about me and what I'm up to is to visit my website, CassandraMcShepherd.com. That's CassandraMcShepherd.com.
Okay, and I will throw this in. Cassandra, as I mentioned earlier in the show, is a morning co-host on the smash hit Real Milwaukee, and it streams live. So if any of you want to catch her beauty, hilarity, and profound thinking there, you can do that every morning, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. She shows up, and she shows up out loud, as you can tell. So check her out. Check her
website,
out there.
And that website is Real Milwaukee Now at fox6.com. R-E-A. L-M-I-L-W-A-U-K-E-E N-O-W fox6.com.
I'm going to make sure I put that one in my Blog Talk Radio site as well. My friend, thank you very much. Very, very enlightening conversation and fierce, as I've said. It never has been anything less. So thank you for taking time out of your day to spend it, and I'm looking forward to more opportunities for us to share with people as well. Thank you so much.
The pleasure is all mine.
And wonderful people who have listened, tuned in, all of that, you know I appreciate you as well. Please share with your friends on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and other places where you bounce around the world that Foxology airs on Mondays at 11:30 Central Standard Time, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. Love to have you tune in and participate in conversations whenever you can. Until next week, same time, same place, I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for listening.